The Bleck and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. DuPage Credit Union has vehicle rates as low as 1.99% APR. Lock in your low rate today. For credit costs and terms or to apply, visit DuPageCU.com. By member's choice, this financial institution is not federally insured.
When you're at home, don't miss Bleck and Abdallah. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
You can make the argument that the greatest run in Chicago Cubs history was due in part because of Anthony Rizzo. Anthony Rizzo today traded to the New York Yankees. That was the breaking news here on ESPN 1000 within the last hour. I'm Chris Bleck. It's Bleck and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. Adam Abdallah is off tonight. Tyler Aki is sitting in with me. And listen, we have planned a draft show for the NBA. The NBA draft starts in less than an hour from right now. We will go live to Brooklyn, to the Barclays Center, to hear Adam Silver give you the picks throughout the NBA draft at 7 o'clock. We will do that. We will cover the NBA draft. But really, Tyler, the way we have to start tonight's show is talking about one of the great legendary Chicago Cubs of all time and a guy that brought the Chicago Cubs a championship in 2016. Anthony Rizzo is traded to the New York Yankees.
And you know what's interesting about it is everyone always talks about John Lester, how he was the first guy. He was the first guy who voluntarily came there. But Anthony Rizzo was the first guy who was the building block for this team. He was kind of the foundation for what was laid for this Cubs team. And it gave a lot of fans some fantastic memories. Many of them, something they'd never experienced before in their lives.
Rizzo spent 10 seasons with the Chicago Cubs. The left-handed slugger came over in a trade from the San Diego Padres in 2012. And he is an iconic Chicago Cub. And when you start to think about this run, it's Chris Bryant, it's Javi Baez, it's John Lester, like you mentioned, Kyle Hendricks, Jake Arrieta. But really, a lot of people kind of referred to Anthony Rizzo as the second coming of Mr. Cub, right? Like Ernie Banks, Mr. Cub, that's what we know. But really, Rizzo wore the Cubs uniform in a fashion that really made Cub fans proud. And that's why I want to talk to you at 312-332-3776. How do you feel about this? Because really, to me, this signifies the end of an era, right? 2016, the Cubs, they win 103 games. They lose 58, but they win the World Series. And it was 108 years in the making, Tyler. And really what we saw was a team that surprised people in 2015. All of these young pieces, those top draft picks that Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer put together. And then, like you said, with John Lester signing as a free agent and making the move for Anthony Rizzo, this Cubs team was coming together in 2015. They get there in 2016. They win it all. And really, the way we felt about it here in this town is that this team, this collective group of young players, that they were going to do this for years to come. And that's where you then focus towards 2017. The Cubs win 92 games. They lose in the NLCS. Then they move to 2018. They win 95 games. Still a really good team. They lose in the wild card round. 2019, they don't make the playoffs. 2020, they make the playoffs. They lose in the wild card round again. And then this season, they are sitting with a record that's sub 500, 50-53, heading into the trade deadline tomorrow. And before they even get to the trade deadline, they are trading away one of the iconic players in this team's franchise history who brought them a World Series in Anthony Rizzo. To me, not only is it sad for Cub fans to have to say goodbye to Anthony Rizzo, but it also is the end of an era of something that I think many of us thought would bring more championships to this city than just the one in 2016.
No doubt about that. And the thing with Rizzo is that you knew what you were going to get out of Anthony Rizzo every single day. Like, if you look at his baseball card, back of it always says anywhere between about 280 and 290. And that's good numbers for a first baseman who's also going to go out there and play stellar defense for you as well. Gold Glover, multi-time Gold Glover. And the fact that, and that's part of why I think Cubs fans endeared himself. He had the personality to go along with it, but he gave you consistency on the field every single game. And I know people like to point to the back issue, but really I think that was almost blown out of proportion a little bit. When you look at how many games he missed in a season, it never was really more than 10 or so, which over 162, and you've got a bulky back, I think that's something. Now, we're starting to see it a little bit more and more as he's gotten older and into his 30s, but the consistency, I think, was starting to wear off a little bit. Now you look at the pandemic season, of course, not a ton that you can maybe glean from that. 222 is his batting average. Then you get to this season, and he's hitting sub-250, and when the consistency wears off, yes, I think the heart of Cubs fans says, okay, it's a tough pill to swallow right now. It's a sad day for Cubs fans, but from a baseball perspective, it may not be the worst thing in the world.
Let's talk to the fans. Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. Tyler Aki sitting in. We'll get to the NBA a little bit later, but we're going to talk Cubs baseball with you right here on ESPN 1000 at 312-332-3776. John in Naperville, your thoughts on Rizzo going to the Yankees. What do you think, John?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Go ahead, John.
Just want to say flat out, like, I'm a Sox fan. But in all honesty, what you guys are losing in Anthony Rizzo far outweighs, just from, like, I understand it's a business, but as a person, just as a person, what a wonderful human being he was. And just his name just transcends sports on what he was able to do for the community, Lurie's Hospital, St. Jude's. This is a man who spent, I believe, you know, just his own personal time at the hospital dealing with kids. Not to mention the amount of money that he's donated and the charities involved in. I just think this is a really crappy look for Cubs baseball. Just, I'm like, this guy, what he means to Chicago and everything that he's been able to do for the city. It's very, very, very sad.
Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. We go to Alberto on the north side. Alberto, your thoughts on Rizzo being traded to the Yankees?
Well, it was bound to happen. The way you have to look at it, though, is they're going to milk. The Ricketts are going to milk the World Series for everything it has. Look at Wrigley Field, how it's changed. Wrigleyville in general, how it's changed. They're going to just milk it. And I don't expect the World Series run, a real one, in a long time. And I'm a diehard Cubs fan. I was there at Game 6. I was there at Game 7. And I'm glad I was there. It's just not going to go very well for us, I don't think. Not with the Ricketts at the helm.
Thanks for the call, Alberto. You know, Tyler, a couple weeks ago, Abdallah and I got into an argument on the show about the Wrigleyville area.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of this comes back to the ownership of the Ricketts to the team and the ballpark and the surrounding area. And, you know, my point was, I made a comment that it reminds me, when I go up into Lakeview and I drive through Wrigleyville now, it reminds me of, like, the streets of Woodfield.
Right.
Like, it's nice, but it's not. It doesn't have the same charm that
it used
to have.
It's luster.
Some of the character is gone. I'm not saying it's bad establishments up in that area. Abdallah got very feisty with me. He's like, well, you don't come up here anyway. You don't have to come here. Ah! He was doing his, like, feisty badger deal that he does here on the show. And like, how do you perceive this whole situation? Because to me, it wasn't like you didn't have to play Monopoly in the area. You didn't have to pull out the Monopoly board and buy up every little piece of land and then hope that you could figure out a cable deal with your own cable channel, and then also hope that you can renovate Wrigley Field, which has been on the record that many people have documented that they are way over budget, like $500 million over budget. And then you have a team that was supposed to compete for championships, and now you're selling off pieces because you found yourself in a situation that you can't win at the level you expected to. Like, how do you view this situation?
It feels like the Ricketts flew a little close to the sun here. And they went out, and like you said, they tried to buy up the entire lot. And what was the purpose of that, really? At the end of the day, like, okay, you can sell a couple rooftops here. You can have the opposing team stay across the street, whatever. What was the purpose of that? I don't get it. If you are buying a baseball team, I get that it is buying a sports team can be a super lucrative business if you have the means of doing so. But what was the? I don't understand the exact purpose of it all. It leaves a lot of Cubs fans confused.
Listen, I miss the sticky floors at Red Ivy. That's what I miss. I don't know if you ever experienced that, but when it's 2 a.m. and it's time to get the heck out
Connor
of there.
McKnight actually was a bar, or was a bouncer there.
Oh, you're right. He was. Absolutely.
I believe it was Red Ivy.
I missed the sticky floors. Goose Island, that was there too. That was good. Dre on the south side. Dre, your thoughts on Rizzo being traded to the Yankees?
Yeah, bro. I just think this is just terrible. And, I got to be honest, I'm sad. It's like, what do you have to do to be a franchise player anymore? Like, I understand that the Cubs have ran their course with this core, but I just thought that Anthony Rizzo would at least, you know, clear the smoke because of what he's given to the team. And just for so long, man, it's like, I thought he would have been at least the last one we, you know, held on to, let him go and retire a Cub. It's just a sad day in Chicago, man. This truly marks the end of one of the better eras in Cubs baseball, but the Rickets are ruining my favorite baseball team. I got to say that, bro. That's all I want to say. It's a sad day, bro.
Thanks for the call, Dre. We'll continue taking your phone calls at 312-332-3776. The New York Yankees have traded for Anthony Rizzo. That's right. The Cubs no longer have Riz. We'll talk about it next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
I'd like you to meet someone who's really special.
It's Black and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN _ Chicago.
Black and Abdallah here with you on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Tyler Aki sitting in for Adam Abdallah tonight. At 7 o'clock, we will focus primarily on the NBA draft as it will begin in Brooklyn, New York at Barclays Center. We'll talk about the NBA draft tonight, but also we're talking Cubs baseball with you at 312-332-3776. The news this afternoon, the New York Yankees have traded for Anthony Rizzo. The heart and soul of the Chicago Cubs is now moving on to the Yankees. And Tyler, at some point, it is possible that Anthony Rizzo does return for the Cubs since he needs a new contract in the offseason.
And the interesting thing, too, is that even though Rizzo has struggled this year, Yankee Stadium is a very friendly park for some of those lefties. And it's got that short porch out in right field. And I'm wondering if you're going to see his power numbers go through the roof in the second half. Because of the fact that he could take advantage of that, something that he couldn't necessarily do at Wrigley as frequently as he could in New York.
Rizzo this season's batting .248 with 14 home runs, 40 RBI in 92 games this season. Elliot and Elgin, your thoughts on Rizzo going to the Yankees?
Yeah, I don't really like the move, but I certainly do understand it. But just taking away, stepping aside from the immediate impact on the team and what's going on here right now, just broader view here, that number 44 has got to hang from the pole there. They have to retire it. He's the second best first baseman in the 150-year history of the team. Number one, of course, being the number 17, Mark Grace. But what eclipses Grace, in my opinion, of course, is the World Series, and he was an integral part of that. What do you folks think?
Yeah, absolutely, Elliot. I would imagine at some point for the Chicago Cubs, they will salute Anthony Rizzo. They'll salute Chris Bryant. I'm sure they'll salute Javi Baez. You know, out of that group, the other positional players, I mean, then you're looking at the pitchers, John Lester, Jake Arrieta. I mean, his run with the Cubs the first time around was incredible. Kyle Hendricks. You know, at that point, that's probably the group that gets the salute in the ballpark at Wrigley.
And you maybe even cut one or two of those names, too.
Does Grandpa Rossi get a little statue? Because he's now the manager. I mean, you got to get G-Paw in there, right?
It reminds me of when you see college basketball coaches go into the Hall of Fame and they're still coaching.
Could he have the court? Could it be David Ross?
David Ross plate?
Grandpa's court? Clint in Arlington Heights, you're on ESPN 1000. Your thoughts, Clint?
Hey, how you doing, man? I just want to say that when I first heard this, it just sounded like a bunch of salty White Sox fans calling in. But, yes, it's a sad day. It's very sad to get rid of Rizzo. He was a very integral part of the World Series. But this is a move that you absolutely have to make. I mean, I'm hearing people talk about Ricketts milking the World Series for all that it is. Of course they're going to do that. They own a baseball team that didn't win a World Series in 108 years. And they owned the team when they won the World Series. Of course they're going to milk that for everything they can. But getting rid of a 31-year-old first baseman with a bad bat because you can't pay him $180 million is exactly what you have to do in order to make sure you don't go another 108 years without a World Series. I appreciate the show, man, but some of these people are just talking crazy.
Good call, Clint. I appreciate that phone call because I think he points out a great point. Like, the team does need prospects back to build it up to go after it again.
And we were talking about this at the end of Waddle and Sylvie. I was a little shocked with the haul that they got back. I mean, that almost felt a little bit better than the Chafin deal. And you figure pitching, especially relief pitching, a lefty relief pitcher,
right,
bigger premium than first base.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. Luke and Homer Glenn, you're on ESPN 1000. Your thoughts, Luke?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much, man. What do you think? Rizzo to the Yankees.
You know, I am a White Sox fan, and, you know, I know there were some salty ones, but what I want to talk about is, you know, Rizzo is his not just a player, but his personality as a leader kind of led that team. And I would think that, you know, keeping him around, you know, and trading off some other guys, you can kind of rebuild through Rizzo. You know, he has that clubhouse going like crazy. He's great with the fans, great with the community, and it's a sad day to see a good guy, a good leader, go to the Yankees.
You gotta say it the right way, Luke. The hated Yankees.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty much where I was trying to get to, is the hated Yankees.
Right. And,
I mean, other than that, you know, he's a good guy. You know, now he's got, you know, he doesn't have facial hair, but they can't have facial hair at the Yankees, so, you know.
Right. Correct.
You know what I mean? But it is a sad day for, you know, having a good guy and a good leader, you know, leave Chicago.
Thanks for the call, Luke. Appreciate it. You know, like, that's the one thing White Sox fans and Cubs fans can agree on. It's the hated New York Yankees.
You have Yankee vitriol? I don't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Growing up as a Sox fan, you obviously dislike Cleveland.
Right.
Dislike Minnesota. But the team you really dislike were the New York Yankees.
Okay.
Because the White Sox never play well against the Yankees.
I never felt that. Maybe it's because I watch a lot more NL baseball, but I just never felt that way.
Well, do you have a disdain for the Mets?
No.
Really? Well,
no.
There is also...
They're little brother. Like,
there's a generation of people in this town, though, that the 69 Mets...
That's true.
If you're a Cub fan, yeah, like they spurned you, so you dislike the Mets for your entire life.
That is true.
So you know, I mean, and listen, we're Chicago, New York. We don't appreciate anything they do.
That is fair. I've never felt Yankee disdain. I would say if I had to pick one of the AL East teams that I like more, Red Sox probably.
The Rays. I'll go Rays.
You're a big Rays guy?
Over the Red Sox or the Yankees?
Well, what do you have against the Red Sox?
Oh, please. Get out of here.
Where is this Red Sox dislike?
Oh, no. There's nothing to like about the Red Sox.
Okay.
There isn't.
Okay.
No.
You ever been to Fenway?
No.
It'll change you.
No, I'm good.
It'll change you.
I've been to an old ballpark. It's called Wrigley. Like, what's the difference? What's this all? It's got a big wall?
It does have the big wall.
Yeah. It's Monster, Green Monster?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Congrats. Brad in Highland Park. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Brad?
What's up, Brad?
Hi. I like the trade, but can you tell us more about the prospects that they got back and what they're like? And as a second thing, I never liked that Rizzo would not hit against the shift. There were a lot of times the offense went into a slump, especially the past few years, and those are easy hits, and he wouldn't do it. So, but I still like them. Can you tell us about the prospects they got back?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Brad. Tyler, you have the prospects that the Cubs are getting back here?
Yeah, so the Cubs are getting back a pitcher and an outfielder here. Alexander Vizcaino is the pitcher. Kevin Alcantara is the outfielder. Vizcaino is number 9 in the Yankees system, and Alcantara is number 12. And you got to remember this. The Yankees, they went through a little period where they were building up the farm system a
right.
little bit. And it happened a little after, even when the Cubs made that trade with them with Gleyber Torres for the Chapman trade. So they've built up their farm system. And if you look at their top 10, a lot of right-handed pitchers in there. So you got to wonder, too, with Vizcaino, the right-handed pitcher that they got, is he maybe a little bit better than what his ranking might suggest, just because there is so much congestion in the right-handed pitching market within the Yankees minor league system right now.
Kevin in Deerfield, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
Yeah, I was just calling because, you know, with Rizzo, I think hearing a lot of people talk about, oh, they can't get rid of him and everything. I get that, but... You know, they offered him, what, 5 years, $70 million, which is maybe a little bit of a low ball, and I don't think you want to pay him too much. At a certain point, you got to move on. But what I think is going to be really difficult for the Cubs is they traded basically their most marketable star. I mean, everyone's been talking about this guy went to the hospitals. He had the charity and everything else. I mean, he is the face of the franchise. He is this generation's Mr. Cub.
And I know it's about winning ball games at the end of the day, but I think it's just going to be really hard when you trade the most marketable star you have and how they're going to, you know, come back from that and sell tickets next year, honestly.
Yeah, Kevin, I think a lot more that has to do with that is whether or not this team wins. You know, the fact that you're sub 500 now, Tyler, but you also are moving off of the players that fans have grown to love with this team, I think plays a lot into that. Rizzo was a fan favorite.
Right.
So is Javi Baez, and so is Chris Bryant. And if both of those guys are traded within the next 24 hours, like, what besides the fact that going to Wrigley Field is fun on a hot summer day, why else would someone go if this team is now trying to bottom back out with prospects to try and build it back up in a couple of seasons?
And I think one of the things that he brought up there was the marketability. I would actually say that Rizzo's number three in terms of marketability of the stars on the Cubs.
Chris Bryant, one. Javi Baez, two. Rizzo, three. Well, I think what's difficult about this idea is I think Rizzo's the legacy guy.
Right.
Baez has the flash and the flair. But then Chris Bryant is the guy that nationally everyone expected to be the star of the team.
Well, I mean, like, just sitting here, you see the buses go by and they've got the Chris Bryant wraps on it.
Yeah.
And you watch the Little League World Series and every guy, it's like number one most favorite player is Mike Trout. Number two is Javi Baez.
Everyone loved Javi. But with Rizzo, I mean, I feel like Rizzo, there's a deep tie to the fact that he was here before the winning started.
I would say he's the most beloved, for sure.
Nick, yeah. I'm the Kennedy. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, so I'm actually just driving home from the game. I do security at Wrigley. And this whole homestand, it's been like a funeral, guys. I mean, everyone's just, you know, knowing that at some point Rizzo, Bryant, you know, these guys are going to be gone. It's sad. And honestly, you know, it's a good trade, but my thought is, I'll leave you guys with this. Do you remember in Toy Story 2 when Jesse Prospector and the horse,
yes,
they're out of the box,
right?
And they go back in and he says, I don't want to go back in the box. That's what I'm feeling. I don't want to go back in the box of the Cubs not being good because this window has been so great, but you know, now with everything that's happening, I'm afraid we're being put back in the box as Cubs fans of being bad. So, thanks, and it just stinks.
And, Nick, how did it end for the Prospector?
I believe he got put on a plane to Japan, or right? He got sent to the museum.
I don't think it ended well for the Prospector.
Yeah, it didn't end well. Hopefully it ends well for us, but we'll see.
Thanks for the call, Nick. That was a great call. Is it Toy Story 3? Is that the one where...
That's where they go through the... The processor or whatever.
And then they go into the abyss. At the end, they have to give up the toys?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely cried at the end of there. At the end with that. That's tough.
That one came out after.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's one of those, layovers. Yeah.
You gotta give the toys up. That's a tough pill to swallow. That's tough. You cry in Toy Story?
Toy
Story 3?
No, I was probably in like 8th grade, so I'm in that like...
You're like, my toys will be forever.
Yeah. I was emotionally hardened, I would say.
Do you still have your toys?
My toys? I probably have a couple somewhere sitting around.
Favorite toy, go.
Ooh. I love the Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Okay, old school. I like it. Mine? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Pizza Van. The van that could shoot out the pizzas from the top. You ever see that?
Toys are supposed to get more high tech. That's way more high tech than anything I ever had.
See, kids from the 90s. We had cool stuff.
You are listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
In sports right now. Usually at this point in the calendar, we'd say, all right, it's just the trade deadline in Major League Baseball. That's all we got to worry about. The NBA draft is tonight. It's in 24 minutes. We will have live coverage of the NBA draft. Tyler Gocke is here with me tonight. I'm Chris Black, singing for Adam Abdallah. Adam Abdallah is Tyler. And what we're going to do tonight is we are going to give you draft coverage of the NBA draft. Usually it doesn't bump into the trade deadline for Major League Baseball. So there is a ton of news happening. The Bears also reported the training camp yesterday. Their second practice was today. So there's football news. There's a lot going on today, Tyler, but Anthony Rizzo getting traded to the New York Yankees is front and center, and that's the number one story right now.
And it's a really, really tough day for a lot of Cubs fans right now. And you can tell it with the callers we've seen, some of the people that we've seen walk by. I think someone walked by the State Street Studios saying that the Cubs got fleeced in the Rizzo deal. I don't know if I would go that far, but I think they got a solid.
I think his phone, he had a message on his phone.
Which was also an Instagram story. Yeah, he was showing us like a draft of his Instagram story.
It was like the Ricketts family played us or something, said about that. All right. Will in Virginia listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Will, 4 for 4. Go ahead, my friend.
Hey, what's up, guys? Shout out to Tyler on Twitch real fast. But yeah, so it sucks. Like the Rizzo trade, it sucks that it got to this point with Rizzo. It sucks that it got to this point with the team overall. This day right now, they had to do it. I mean, they can't let him go for nothing. They had to make the deal. It sounds like they got a really good return. I guess we'll find out in a couple of years. Hopefully they come up and are impactful. Maybe Rizzo comes back. I don't know if that's going to happen. But, I mean, they couldn't let him get to this. They couldn't let him go for nothing. It got to this point. They had to at least make something worth, you know, they had to do something worthwhile with it.
Yeah, that's a good point, Will. Thanks for the phone call. I mean, like, listen, I think you can view this from two different points of view where it makes sense in my head that you can say that the team long term in this championship run, they failed. But you could also look at this short-term idea that you kind of have to sell off these pieces if you want to get back to where you were.
You can get a quick reboot here with some of these guys. And if you're getting guys, and I think the notable guys are certainly going to start to come when you see Kimbrel unloaded. And if you see Chris Bryant go or Javi Baez, that's when you might see more of the value come back. And you'll see some of the prospects that you might see at Wrigley Field in a year or two.
I totally agree with you. And I think the other thing to kind of look at this, Tyler, is if you want to do the quick reboot, just don't do it the way the Yankees have.
Right.
Like, isn't this what the Yankees tried to do and they're now still stuck?
They're sort of caught in this limbo now, right? And it's that awkward spot where, okay, you're really going for it now, but if this doesn't work out and the Yankees don't get in the playoffs, and there's no guarantee that the Yankees get in the playoffs this year. Just take a look at the standings right now.
Exactly.
There's a lot of really good teams in the AL East and the AL West. If this doesn't work out for them and you mortgage the farm to get Joey Gallo, Anthony Rizzo, and we'll see what happens tomorrow with the team, you could be in a really dark spot.
Dean, downtown, you're on ESPN 1000. Your thoughts on Rizzo being traded to the Yankees?
What's up, fellas? Oh, Abdallah's accent is a welcome change. The great Chris Bleck and the chosen one, Tyler Aki, is a great combination.
Don't be mean. Come on.
Abdallah's great.
I'm just joking. I love Abdallah. But so here's the thing. I know Anthony a little bit. His mom and my stepmom are best friends. I grew up in Fort Lauderdale, and I'm a little older than him, but I was just with the Rizzos two Saturdays ago. My friend has a bunker in the 1914 Club, and I was with John and Lori. They're such great people. I am happy for Anthony. I'm hoping he's going to win a ring with the Yankees. I cheer for these guys. I don't cheer for the Cubs. The Cubs, to me, you know, I'm not a huge baseball guy. I like betting on it when there's nothing else to watch. The Cubs didn't win for, I don't care if they don't win for another 108 years. Like, I don't care about really the Cubs. I know no one could tell me how to fan, in the words of Cap, but I think I'm more of a White Sox fan now, honestly.
Are you serious? You changed to being a White Sox fan?
Pulled the Abdallah.
I'm being serious, and I have two other things. I hope you guys get into some basketball.
We will.
The Westbrook, I'm a big LeBron fan, so I think this is great news for me. And then the last thing, I'm not trying to make this a bit, guys. Zetterman has been upsetting me all week. He said today he doesn't believe in aliens. Like, give me a freaking break, guy. Come on. What's wrong with Zetterman?
Dean,
he's lost his mind.
Yeah, but Dean, you know Zetterman's not here right now, right?
I know that, but I didn't get a chance. It's my day off, so I went to the gym a little later, and I'm a podcast guy usually, you know?
Well, shout out to the podcasters. Dean, are you going to call tomorrow and confront Zetterman on this topic of aliens? He doesn't believe in aliens.
I'm I get up around 9:30, 10. I'll call right when I get up and be like, dude, what's wrong with you, you know? He didn't give me credit for the pizza thing also.
I heard that, yeah.
Why can't he just say, oh, Dean from downtown sent me this? What is so hard about that? I don't get it. Whatever.
It's great.
Have a good one, guys.
Thank you, Dean. You're awesome, man. I will give you credit, Dean. That's a fantastic phone call. I heard that the other day, and I thought, that sounds like my guy Danny.
You know what's funny?
That's my guy.
Is he's telling people not how to fan. He's telling Danny how to alien. Well, I don't think you can tell anyone how to alien.
I just don't know how Dean's going to get through onto the air when he has to go through Danny Zetterman in the morning to get onto the air.
Danny's the gatekeeper.
Who puts you onto the air. So I don't know how Dean's going to finagle that without getting past the gold tending of Danny Zetterman when it comes to the phone calls. Charles and Kerry, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Charles?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
What's up, man?
Well, first off, that guy is not a fan of anything, and he's sleeping in on 9 and 10. He's definitely not going to the gym. But this Rizzo trade definitely could have been worked out better. I feel that out of the big three that we could have got a lot more prospects out of Baez and Bryant, kept Rizzo and Contreras, and reworked our system that way. Because out of those two just alone, just being flashy and MVP, that we could have got a lot more back than just trading Rizzo for what we could have held him onto for.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point of view, Charles. And I think that's where, like, did the Cubs plan in, you know, back in the offseason when they traded you Darvish, did they know that this is what was going to take place at this trade deadline? And if that were the case, should they have been planning even earlier than last offseason to kind of move some of these pieces?
Should they have held on to you Darvish? Because he might be the most coveted piece at this trade deadline. Yeah. And now you're looking at having maybe three of the five or even three of the four most coveted pieces at this deadline right now.
I wonder where the Cubs would sit if Darvish was still on the team, though. Like, would they be within striking distance where you wouldn't be able to sell because you could argue, all right, you're only three games back, you're two games back of the lead of the Brewers in the division.
That's
true. Like, that's a situation they found themselves in last year.
No doubt. They're
a team that had enough talent, but they didn't have enough talent to win a World Series. So they had enough talent to not trade away pieces, but, like, they were stuck.
Right. The only thing is that he only plays once every 5 days.
Yeah.
Or 5 games, really. So that can only impact your hunt towards the division so much. You figure you probably lose a handful of games. Maybe the run support doesn't show up here or there. It happens with starting pitching.
Edgar, I-55, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Edgar?
Hey, guys. I wanted to just bring up how the Ricketts had talked about not doing an old-school rebuild from the early 2000s, you know. But now they have no choice, right? Anthony Rizzo was the heart and soul of this team. Chris Bryant is either going to get traded or walk at the end. El Mago is still a big attraction, but you can't really build around that guy who's so inconsistent. He was the heart and soul of this team. After the 2016 World Series, the kids went out and got Chris Bryant. My wife got an El Mago jersey, but I got a Rizzo jersey, you know, the guy who's been here through thick and thin. And you know, it's just a sad day. You know, we traded the heart and soul of this team, and you know, it's going to be a tough couple of years. But I really don't dislike what the Ricketts are doing right now, buying up everything. And you know, we're going to be back in the old school rebuild where we're going to be down from the bottom, and who knows who we're going to hit again.
Good call, Edgar. Michael in Libertyville, you're on ESPN 1000. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, well, my dog was dating Rizzo's dog, and yeah, so that's my name dropping. And as for, I love the deal. I love Rizzo going to the Yankees. He looks like a Yankee. And a couple other things. It's Jed's time to shine. I hope we get more prospects back for. Hope we get a slew of them for Bryant and Kimbrel. And anyone hating on the Ricketts is looking through a political lens. He brought a championship to Chicago. He enhanced Wrigley Field and Wrigleyville. And if you're talking about milking a championship, look at the 85 Bears and the McCaskies. Thanks for let me call in.
Good luck to your dog that was dating Anthony Rizzo's dog, Michael. Appreciate the phone call. Speaking of dogs, Abdallah did text me. He said, tonight we would have to do the Cub Together bit. You know, we've been doing this all season long because the Cubs hashtag this year, their slogan is Cub Together. Right now. And then Abdallah said, sorry about your Rizzo puppy.
Can
Kiss the Bride.
You know, because so many people in this town have named their dogs after Chris Bryan and Anthony Rizzo. So come together. Rizzo's a Yankee fits there, right? I think it does. I think that were the Cubs telling this to us all along that we should have seen the clues? Rizzo's a Yankee.
It
Cubs
fits
together.
The, yeah.
Rizzo's a Yankee. Huh.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
This hour is brought to you by our friends at 3Chi. That's the number 3CHI, the leader in hemp-derived cannabinoid products. Visit 3Chi.com for more info and use the promo code ESPN21 for 5% off.
When you're at home, don't miss Black and Abdallah.
I got stories that'll raise the hair in your head.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
I'm rather looking forward to it.
Black and Abdallah.
On ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
We're about 10 minutes away from the start of the NBA draft, live from Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. Adam Silver will be at the podium. The Detroit Pistons have the first overall pick. If you're a Bulls fan tuning in tonight, you say, hey, where are the Bulls picking? They pick in the second round. They have the 32nd pick. We're going to talk some Bulls basketball. We're going to talk NBA, and we're going to cover the NBA draft kicking off at 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 1000. I'm Chris Bleck along with Tyler Aki. He's our college basketball expert sitting in for Adam Abdallah tonight here on the program. But right now we're talking Cubs and Anthony Rizzo being traded to the New York Yankees. And we also have the song of the night coming up in just a moment. But Tyler, let's get a couple more Cubs calls in before we get to the NBA draft coverage here on Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. Rafael and Joliet, you're on ESPN 1000. Your thoughts on Riz?
I'm sad. It's definitely the end of an era. I'm just calling because, like, I hear a lot of criticism towards the Ricketts. And, like, it's deservedly so, but I don't think enough blame goes to Theo. I mean, like, he came out and said this offense was broken and then proceeded to change nothing with the roster. And then we acted surprised when nothing changed with the offense. Like, I still think the core of Rizzo, Bryant, and Javi could play well together. I mean, they showed it this season when contact guys like Mariznick, Duffy, Sogard, and Nico were getting timely hits. But they had too many sluggers on the roster, and it's just sad they wasted this opportunity they had.
Good call, Rafael. Appreciate it. I mean, Theo Epstein, how much blame do you place on him?
Well, he did construct a good amount. I think he made moves that would contribute to winning. And I just feel like sometimes the pieces didn't come together. Like, you look at Nick Castellanos. That was the right move. And it just didn't work out. There were some untimely injuries as well that kind of fell down as a result, too. So it is a complex legacy that Theo leaves. Did he help contribute to the World Series? Yes. He had a lot of credibility with as a guy who would go out and pitch a number of free agents and stuff like that.
Is it fair to say he's better at building a championship than maintaining a team that's fighting at a championship level? Because I feel like some of the moves that he made after they got to the mountaintop, those are the moves that are now hurting the team going long term. But really, all the moves that he made while the team was building, he hit on everything. He hit on every move possible when this team in 2014 into 15 into 16, all of that worked. But like Jason Hayward, still on the team, still making a lot of money.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, like they've made moves, and Theo Epstein's made moves that you have to like not automatically say the job that he did in Chicago was an A+, because you just got the one championship. It should have been more.
It should have. And it's not like they weren't in contention for a little window there. They were getting to NLCSs, and you could even say they, quote-unquote, arrived early, too, with that Mets series.
But the Dodgers outclassed them. The Dodgers caught up, and the Dodgers took over the NL.
Yes.
And that's exactly where the Cubs are supposed to be.
Right. And with the Dodgers right now, they feel like they're built for long-term success. Yeah, everyone talks about how the Cubs and the farm system has been depleted, and that's a lot of what these moves are right now, is to rebuild that farm system. The Dodgers do not have to do that right now, whether it's pitching, whether it's positional players. They've got a number of players that keep coming up through that system that are going to allow this thing to probably stretch out at least another 5 years, and they've got an ownership group that's willing to pay as well.
That's Tyler Aki. He's singing with me tonight. Chris Black here on Black and Abdallah. Each night here on Black and Abdallah, we like to bring to you the song of the night.
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind. Crank the volume because it's time for Black and Abdallah's song of the night.
Yo, Lynn.
Tonight we go to a new song from 2020, Miley Cyrus's Midnight Sky. That's right. We're going to Miley Cyrus tonight on our song of the night.
Yeah, it's been a long night and the mirror's telling me to go home. But it's been a long time since I felt this good on my own.
Song of the night, we featured Lollapalooza acts, and tonight the headliner, Lollapalooza, which kicked off earlier today in Grant Park, is Miley Cyrus. Now, Tyler, I selected this song because I feel like this is the most rock-like song possible that Miley has.
I was also going to say, you knew, too, because I know Miley Cyrus, I know Hannah Montana. I was raised on Hannah Montana. I was really raised on like all those Disney stars that have now become musicians.
Can I give you a compliment? You remind me of a Disney star.
What makes you say that?
Like, I feel like you could have your own show.
You think I could have my own show as a Disney star?
What was the show with the two twins that they...
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody?
Sweet Life of
Zack
and Cody.
And then it turned into Sweet Life on Deck where they went on a cruise.
Yeah. It's like, what would your show be if you were a Disney kid actor?
Disney star?
Like, what would your gimmick... Because they all have gimmicks, right? Like Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana, she was...
Lives a secret life.
A dual life. Right. So what would your situation be?
I live with a brother who's way smarter than me. Because that's my real life. My brother is boy genius. He went to high school before I went to high school. He's a year and a half younger than me.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That would be it. And it's the trials and tribulations of living with a brother who you always live in the shadow of. That's mine.
What's he doing now?
He works for Amazon.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So still in the shadow.
Yeah, still in the shadow. Yeah.
He's sending Bezos up to space, and you're sitting here with me.
Yeah.
I feel bad for you.
Well, if I had the choice of sitting next to Bezos in the rocket and be a phantom space ranger or sit here with you, I'm here.
You'd Bezos.
No, here. Oh, every day. Every day.
Wow, that's an upset. Mm-hmm. It's an upset.
Not really.
So Lollapalooza going on this weekend in Grant Park. So Miley's the headliner tonight. This is a really good album. Plastic Hearts came out last year. A lot of rock. Sounds like a late 80s vibe to it. Do you listen to Miley Cyrus?
Every once in a while. She has another song. What was the... From Black Mirror. She has a bunch of aliases. There's Hannah Montana. Yeah. There's Miley Cyrus. And then there's one more. And I'm trying to remember what it was. The song, I think, is called On a Roll.
Yeah.
But it's from Black Mirror. And she goes by a different name.
You know, sometimes, like, child prodigies, they don't turn out. But, like, right. Miley's going to be in our lives for, like, the
forever.
Next 40 years, being this incredible singer, entertainer.
Felt like she was the pioneer of all those Disney stars.
Yeah.
And she's also had the most staying power. Like, Selena Gomez, I would say, is probably number two. But you've seen a couple of them drop off. I think of, like, Demi Lovato has dropped off a little bit. I think Zendaya's up there, too.
You can go on. If you have more...
No, that's all. Those are my song facts. This is usually the part of Song of the Night 2 where Abdallah says how ripped he got at one of these concerts. I never went to a Miley Cyrus concert.
Song of the Night. I wanna rock! Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind. Crank the volume because it's time for Black and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, Lynn.
We'll be back in 2 minutes with the NBA draft.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.